Meeting all of life with love. Is meeting every person, experience, and situation in your life from a place of love really possible? Or is this amazing experience available only to enlightened masters, meditating many hours a day and living separate from the world? When we truly realize and trust that we are created from the fabric of love, and thus this frequency lives in us, activating it feels not only possible, but inevitable. Love is in our DNA, our blueprint. Even if we are not feeling it coursing through us at the moment, it is still who we are, waiting to be realized. And the more we put our focus on awakening the love within us, the more it shows up. Often in surprising ways, love can take our breath away, move us to tears, push us to do things we never could have imagined. It is the most powerful catalyst in the universe, and with practice can completely quiet the other dominating catalyst in our world, which is fear. So how do we activate this love within us so profoundly that it becomes our dominant reality with all people and all situations? Cultivate love within you. Notice what you love every chance you get. Express your love at every opportunity. Along with sharing the love vibration and frequency out in the world, it trains your awareness of when you are feeling love. Spend time with anything that organically creates the experience of love in you, such as a child or a beloved pet. Focus on love like you would a skill that you want to hone in yourself. Through focus on anything that brings up the feeling of love in you, the more this powerful energy becomes enlivened. It is very helpful to create a morning prayer that reinforces this desire and intention. For example, you may say every morning upon awakening, "I am intending to activate the love from Source within me today in every way with all people in all situations. I am intending to feel love coursing through me as my dominant experience today and to radiate love and harmony to all those around me." Your first thoughts in the morning are very key in creating a powerful template for your day. Harness the power of the moment to focus in on what you want to experience for the day and repeat it out loud to yourself. Consciously dissolve the voice of judgment. And this includes judgment of yourself as well as others. Where there is judgment, love is more difficult to access. Judgment focuses on what is not right, while love will zero in on the beauty, the brilliance, and a higher understanding of someone or an experience. Love helps you find your true self, your exquisite essence that is perfect and beautiful beyond all comprehension. Catch the voice of judgment and change it to this voice of love. At times of self-judgment, think of yourself as a small child, learning and finding their way. Speak to yourself as you would this precious child. Ask to see others through these same eyes when you're feeling judgmental. It does not mean you turn a blind eye or ignore misaligned behavior. Rather, you hold the person in compassion and love, while discerning the most aligned course of action. Love helps us move into and recognize thoughts and plans that align with the highest good of all. We become able to work at a higher level in all situations with a macro understanding of what is unfolding, rather than a limited scope grasped by just our human mind and ego. Inside the love frequency, we find ourselves moving into possibilities and solutions and connections that were not available to us before. We shift into a new level of consciousness, which holds infinite potentiality. Fall in love with yourself. Speak to yourself with the words and energy you would want to hear from your most precious beloved. Every cell and every part of your being is listening and absorbing your self-talk. In the beginning, you may not believe it. Do it anyway. You may make yourself laugh with your comments of self-love and self-appreciation. Eventually, self-love becomes integrated into the fabric of your awakened self. Invite in the love of the divine creator, God, for you. This is the most powerful step of all, for when we open at this level to allowing ourselves to really be loved by our divine creator, we can find ourselves bathed in love for self, for others, and for life. Due to old limiting program, rarely do we let in this massive, infinite, unconditional love that is always present for each one of us. We can begin to open to it by setting very strong intentions and prayers to allow ourselves to be fully loved by Creator. Ask that any resistance or unworthiness be dissolved in the face of this all-encompassing love. Creator's love is unceasing. It is we who block ourselves from feeling it and allowing it to move through us and support us. Somewhere along the way, and often through the course of many lives, we form beliefs that we had been separated from God, abandoned, or did something wrong and were being punished. Others are angry at God for all the pain and suffering still evident on the earth and for their own pain. There are many different energetic programs as to why an individual has blocked themselves from some or all of the greatest nourishment and life force in the universe. It is a pivotal time on the earth where all of our old stories can be cleared. We can open again to experiencing ourselves fully and deeply loved beyond measure. And as we open, we come home to ourself and all of life. In God's love, we are free and supported to be exactly who we are in every moment and to celebrate it. Radiate love. This is the final step because it is a culmination and integration of all the previous openings. Once we have fallen in love with ourselves, learned to meet life with the eyes of love, not judgment, and allowed ourselves to be loved by our divine creator, we find that we begin to radiate love as our normal state of being. We cultivate it so strongly within us, practice it daily, and invite in this divine stream until it becomes powerfully awakened and pulsing through us and out of us. It is at this level that we can change the world merely by our presence. We begin to work at a massive global level that is much more about beingness than doingness. We can manifest and create quite easily at this level of frequency as we are in alignment with the power and the force of the universe and all of creation. As a result, our creations carry and emanate this massive love. It is at this level that Jesus and Buddha walk the planet, and now it is possible for everyone to walk the earth at this same level. We are all masters in training. We are all God. Awakening with our unique experience, voice, creations, and life. We are all love.